Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
How are you on this fine Wednesday morning? Glad you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is me and Ethan and Sue this morning. We've got Dan Buck is out today. He is, of course, filling in for Kim St. Ange, who's on maternity leave. But Dan will be back with us Thursday and Friday, is my understanding. And we have gotten Drew to help us out this morning, and everything's just fine. We're going to get to Jimmy Failla coming up soon, which makes things even better. So we're looking forward to that. Charles Payne is going to join us from the Fox Business Network. Always enjoy having Charles on here today. Ethan's telling me the guy was wearing a suit. Like a light purple suit,
you call it? Yeah, it was amazing.
He could pull it off. Like, I could never pull off something like that. But Charles Payne is always dashing when he's on Fox News in the morning. We'll have to ask him about that suit today. He always gets a little embarrassed when you ask him about that.
And he had, like high-top sneakers that matched
somehow. Oh, did he on the bottom? Yeah, he's a big guy, too. He is a big guy. So we'll get to all that for you still ahead this morning. Something was brought to my attention, so shout-out to my friend Mike. Because I got to be honest about it, I was told about this, and then I kind of forgot. And now today is the last day. So however it turns out, I'm going to credit it to the fact that I kind of forgot about it. I should have reminded you earlier this month, but today is the deadline. West News Magazine is running a Best of the West Awards where you can vote locally for a whole bunch of different stuff. And one of the things under local life segment is best local personality. And I am honored to say my name is on there. So you have an opportunity until about noon today. Apparently the contest ends today. I don't know why it doesn't run to the end of the month, but it ends today. And I put a link up on the Facebook page this morning that takes you to the page where you can vote. Or if you just go to the West News Magazine main page, westnewsmagazine.com, you'll see the Best of the West Awards, and then you go under the tab that says Local Life, and then that the very first category is Best Local Personality, and they've got other things like Best Neighborhood, Best Places to Work, Best Local News Anchor. They've got other things you can vote on, but honored to be mentioned in there. So very nice. If you're so inclined, go in there and give it a vote. You've got till noon today to do so, and we'll see. I don't put much stock in those things, but it's always nice to have your name mentioned up there.
Were you anyway. Giving the other candidates a head start?
That's all. I just wanted to make it fair. With one half my brain tied behind my back, I wanted to make it fair and give the other candidates a head start. So today I'm just mentioning it for the first time, and today's the deadline to
vote.
No
pressure.
No pressure at all. No pressure. Hey, by the way, I hope you can turn out for the birthday party. It is tomorrow. We have been holding our fingers crossed on the weather, and that looks like it's going to be fine. It's going to be in the 60s. It's going to be sunny. I'll be out there with Mark Reardon starting at 3 o'clock because he's broadcasting his show live from the district there in Chesterfield, close to Lit Cigar Lounge. We're going to be you have access to the lounge. We're going to be outside of the lounge. You're going to get access to buy food and drink if you want. We'll have T-shirt vendors out there with some 97.1 T-shirts and apparently some of those Charlie Kirk Freedom T-shirts that you've been seeing me wear. They're going to have some of those there. We'll have live music. It's going to be great. It's a party. It's a birthday party. We're 25. And that's great. So hopefully you can show up out there, and it's open to everyone. All we ever ask is that you register just because we want a headcount. Because if we think there are 200 people coming and 1,000 people show up, then they're not going to have enough food and stuff to sell. And we're just trying to give the vendors a little heads up there. So go to 971talk.com/events and RSVP if you're coming. Just tell us the number of people that are coming. And that gives us a better idea of what to expect tomorrow. But the party is 5 to 7:30. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Thank you for all you've done to make this radio station what it is, a strong conservative voice, the conservative voice, in my opinion, of the St. Louis area. And we've been at it for 25 years. Thanks to U.S. Men's Medical Center, Rhino Shield, Lore Wine and Spirits. They've helped sponsor this birthday party. Old Dominic Distillery is going to be out there with some samples for you. Rayburn Wines will be out there as well. So those are just a few of our partners and sponsors, and we couldn't do it without them. So thank you for that. All right, got the paperwork out of the way. Time to get on with the show. Let's get to the shortlist, please, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Been beat up by young, radical lunatics. And I think Chuck Schumer is, he's gonzo.
He's gonzo, double live gonzo. That was a Ted Nugent album, wasn't it? He thinks Chuck Schumer's gone nuts because he keeps the government shut down. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Russ Vogt are cutting things left and right because they can. I think it's great.
We actually have influencers right now saying, hey, go buy a gun. And if ICE comes to your house and wants to arrest you and they're not supposed to, you'll have the weapon. It is one of the worst things I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
And I can't believe there's not more outrage over that.
Thank you. Chris Cuomo calling out the left in not condemning these people who are calling for attacks on our federal law enforcement officers. It's ridiculous.
Let's be very clear. I am not dropping out under no circumstance.
Well,
I've already been offered money to drop out. I said no.
Curtis Sliwa, wearing the red beret, says, I'm not going anywhere, which means he and Cuomo are going to split the vote, and a socialist will be the next mayor of New York City.
I want to say that there is this weird attitude I've sensed in the American media, in the Western media, where there's almost this desire to root for failure, that every time something bad happens, that every time that there's an act of violence, there's this inclination to say, oh, this is the end of the ceasefire. This is the end of the peace plan. It's not the end.
That's J.D. Vance, our vice president. He's in the Middle East this morning. There was video of him meeting with Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, where clearly the peace agreement, if you call it that, the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is strained. I don't know that people expected any less. Nothing new has happened since the murder of two IDF soldiers the other day. The IDF retaliated. Nothing else has happened since then. But he's right about this. I noticed it on some of the Facebook feeds I'm on this week. Some of the liberals who I still actually associate with on Facebook. Almost gleeful that it looked like that agreement was going to fall apart within a week of it being signed. Like they're begging for the failure of this effort. Who are these people? I don't know. I mean, when I think back to 1993 and Bill Clinton on the front lawn of the White House with Yasser Arafat and giving him cigars from his own personal humidor, I didn't wish anything but peace at that point, although that didn't happen. At every step somebody's tried to do this, the whole world should have hoped they're successful. But to J.D. Vance's point, that does not seem to be the case right now, for sure. All right, we're going to get to a break here. We have the one and only Jimmy Failla coming up, host of Fox Across America, heard on 97.1 FM Talk every weeknight from 6 to 7. And also, he's got an event coming up. We're going to talk more about all of that for you straight ahead.
And Schiller wants all this stuff. Dreamweaver is what I said to Chuck the other day. He said, well, I need this and I need that. And I said, Dreamweaver, man, you know, put down the bong. We're just going to stay shut down.
You could only have heard that if you were listening to the great Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America this week. And we've got him on the phone. Jimmy, how are you?
Yo, that was amazing. That was my man, John Kennedy. They should make a, remember Big Mouth Billy Bass?
I do, yes.
It was like the fish that kind of talks smack on the wall of your house. How do we not have a John Kennedy Big Mouth Billy Bass? Let's go, Mark.
I don't know. We should talk to him about that. I said you got to be a big guy, a big wig like Jimmy Failla to get the guy on the radio. We've requested him multiple times, but I guess he doesn't get a lot of mileage out of a local radio show in St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, he will now. I'm getting right on the phone. The guy has no excuse. The government's not doing anything.
Thank you.
Well, the government, the most productive wing of the government is the one that makes the sombrero memes for Trump right now.
That's true.
So, let's go.
That's true. You know, the other thing he said on your show, though, I thought was he just speaks the truth in plain man language, and I love that. Let me play this real quick.
I think I told the press my mama didn't raise a fool, and if she did, it was one of my brothers. I wasn't about to vote for that, and no Republican was, and President Trump wasn't going to support it. And that's why we're in a shutdown. We haven't asked for a damn thing. All we have asked for is to keep government open while we negotiate a budget.
Yeah, true. Jimmy, how do you argue with that?
No, you can't. That's why Republicans are the more effective party, though, because they do communicate well. The Democrats are, you know, they're making up pretend things. No one's fighting the oligarchy. No one knows, you know, no one had ever used the term oligarchy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Unless Joe Biden was doing a commercial for the Olive Garden, he would say oligarchy. You know what I mean? By accident. Come on down to the oligarchy. And they'd be like, cut. Okay, but all of that. No kings, as you know, and we've all been making fun of. It's crazy. And again, I don't want to dismiss everybody if there's no king's rallies, because if you looked at the crowd, some of them were alive the last time we had a king. So I don't doubt they're threatened by the return. This isn't it, though.
Well, you're in New York. I looked at pictures of the crowd and I saw claims that some of those pictures were from 2017 or something like that. I don't know if that's true or not, but the crowd did tend to be older and white from what I could tell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were in their late hundreds. It was crazy. And that's the thing. A lot of this was less of a modern day protest and more of a reenactment of what those people did in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
It was like a political renaissance fair. That's really what it was. They should have had the turkey legs and stuff. I don't know why. I think they missed out on that.
Well, none of them. Not a single one of the people that marched voted for Donald Trump. And I don't know what the numbers were. I heard Gutfeld joking about that the other day. Who was counting? Who knows if there were 200,000 or 7 million? I mean, it's hard to dispute that. So they can make up whatever number they want.
Yeah, especially like when they show you New York and Los Angeles.
Right.
I'm like, dude, half the people in that crowd live on those sidewalks. I'm like, how can you tell me if they're a protester or not? I recognize that wizard from 48th Street, the guy who always runs after the class trips For real, that's a real guy. Like, I saw people in the crowd. I'm like, that guy's not protesting. He's angry because his spaceship ran out of gas again.
Oh, man. Do you know Curtis Sliwa?
I know him well, man.
Do you? Because play cut number 9 real quick, and let's get Jimmy's reaction to this race up there, please.
Let's be very clear. I am not dropping out under no circumstance. I've already been offered money to drop out. I said no.
That guy has made the Red Beret fashionable again, but he doesn't have an Ice Cube chance in hell here.
No chance. But what everybody is kind of missing from afar is that he has made his name in local radio in New York City, bashing the Cuomo family for 40 years.
Yes.
So the idea that he's going to drop out and his supporters are going to vote for Cuomo is bananas. Like, if the Yankees don't make the playoffs next year, we're not going to root for the Red Sox instead. That's our bitter rival. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really as portable as some of those polls kind of make you think it is. So I agree that he doesn't have a chance, but I also don't think he's the reason Cuomo's going to lose. I mean, listen, you think back to Cuomo, right? He killed like 10,000 elderly people during COVID, got caught lying about it to pad a book deal, and then was Me Too'd out of office. If people have reservations about voting for him, none of them have to do with the man in the red beret. They just don't like the guy.
Yeah.
And Cuomo's openly saying, if I don't win, I'm moving to Florida. That's not exactly a guy who's in it to win it, you know? It's like, you don't bet on a team if they're scanning luxury resorts in the Caribbean on the last day of the season. That usually means they're not that fired up for the playoffs.
What happens to New York City? Like, you know, I know you I've heard of this last week, and I'm sorry to do it again. You drove a cab for a while. Do you used to have to buy a medallion to even drive a cab in New York? Wasn't that the deal?
Yeah, back in the day, it was. They were worth $1,000,001. Now they're worth about $100,000. Like, for real, they crush the value. And you should always remind people I drove a cab, because then it lowers their intellectual expectations. Why do you think I do it every day? Every day on my show, I'm like, now, folks, understand, I drove a cab. I look at the world a little different. It's just a qualifier. But the truth is, what happens to the city is he's probably going to chase away a lot of the big tax base. And that just makes everything more expensive for the people left behind, and it gets a lot more dangerous. Well, but the good news is, if you live in New York City, it's because you like cheating death. So we'll make it work.
That's true. The next thing, he's going to make cab rides free. What the hell happens to the cab drivers? Who pays them? I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, no, that's what he's doing with the bus.
I know.
The bus is free for everybody's protection. I'm like, no, nobody's safe. If anyone can get on, nobody's safe. So what's going to happen in New York if he wins? People who teach karate are going to make a lot of money.
That's true. Jimmy Failla is coming to the Factory out in the Chesterfield Valley on January 24th. Tickets, you're already on sale. You can go to our website. We'll make it easy. 971talk.com/events. Jimmy, we can't wait to see you here in St. Louis.
Rock and roll, man, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Jimmy Failla there, host of Fox Across America that you hear right here every day from 6 to 7. And, of course, he does the Fox News Saturday Night Show. Of course, it airs at 9 o'clock Central on Fox. Outstanding. All right, Charles Payne, always one of my favorite guests, one of the smartest guys on business television, in my opinion, maybe on television, certainly on business television, on the Fox Business Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's up next. Maybe he can explain why they claim gold dropped like a rock yesterday while the stock market went up. What happened? I don't know. We'll ask Charles when we come back.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne back on the radio with us. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I don't know how many people lost money because gold plummeted yesterday, but my guess is Nancy Pelosi sold hers on Monday.
Well, the good news is if you only bought it on Monday, you didn't lose much.
Well, that's true.
It's had a historic run. I mean, honestly, I know people who own gold, who believe in gold, have been buying gold for like years, and we're kind of like, I hope it comes down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, what prompted that?
I'm not even sure. You know, honestly, I mean, you get anything that goes up that much, that fast, particularly something that doesn't necessarily move as that kind of makes those kind of moves. At some point, you know, you people sitting on the edge, I want to take profits. And there's an old saying on Wall Street that selling begets selling, just like buying begets buying. So
yeah.
I just think, you know, enough people sold that others who were thinking, hey, I want to cash in, and then like a little domino kind of thing. I don't think there's anything structurally changed. You know, the argument or the value proposition for owning it didn't change. So I just think it's one of those things that happens when you make a big 60% move in something, any asset, but certainly gold.
Well, unbelievable. So silver dropped a little bit yesterday, too. Still up there. The stock market went up. None of this was really triggered by the shutdown, right?
Oh, we're up big since the shutdown. By the way, the last shutdown, we were up huge. So the shutdown just hasn't had... You know, there's a couple of things usually with these shutdowns. It was a big deal maybe 10 years ago, and you know, they were fanning the flames, and it's catastrophic. And you know, but usually what happens is almost all the workers, 99.9%, get back pay. Turns out they go spend the money. It's just typically a slight readjustment in the economy. So far, that's been a real a moot point, honestly.
Wow. Well, so what are you covering today? On the big money show.
I've got a town hall today, a live town hall, and I'm covering the fourth industrial revolution. You know, Mark, I just can't emphasize enough what we're in the midst of right now. This is the life changing moment. It will not come around again. This is a generational moment. This has been my best year for making people money. And
wow.
It's just, and there's so many things. Our lives are changing before our very eyes. And, you know, I'll tell the story of the second industrial revolution, which was actually called the technology revolution. And all of the things that came, you know, how our life expectancy exploded, how consumer discretionary money exploded. And, you know, the irony, of course, is that period gets a bad rap because of the robber barons. But my whole thing is that this is your turn to be the robber baron.
Wow.
Because back then, most people didn't own stocks. Now anyone can own this stuff. So I'm trying to take down the veil. You know, this. I'm so afraid. And I'm like, guys, please stop. Please. This is you're not going to stop this train. There's only one thing you can do. You can get on it and try to change your life and your family's life. So it's going to be interesting. You know, I go all out for these town halls, man. And so I've got, in the beginning, I'm going to explain, even when the word robot came into our lexicon, it's a great story. It's a lot of fun. I've got a robot. I'm going to bring out a robot. I'm not sure if they'll let it do backflips, so we'll have a robot. But more importantly, I've got some really brilliant people, too, talking about where you want to invest to take advantage of this.
Well, it's good. What time is it today,
2
Charles?
2 o'clock, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. So 1 o'clock Central. People can tune into Fox Business and watch that. And Making Money with Charles Payne, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I hope people do, because you know, I have this conversation with my wife all the time, and she's been taking seminars and watching all this stuff on how AI is transforming people's lives. And seriously, if you don't have somebody that you trust steering you in the right direction of which industries that's going to affect the most and how it's going to affect them, I don't know how you make those decisions about your life moving forward. It's everywhere now.
It's everywhere. You know, ironically, right now, the most impact it's having is on the best jobs and the worst jobs. It's so crazy. You know, so, you know, if you see the college unemployment rate for these folks who went to school for computer science, you know, it's taking all the coding jobs. And so it's taking some high-end jobs that obviously, I think it was Amazon yesterday said that their goal in the next few years is to replace 600,000 workers with these robots. So, you know, you have industrial robots. And China's ahead of us on that because they have the fertility crisis and they don't have enough people to keep their economy going. But then you have the humanoid robots, which is something that, of course, Elon Musk is working on big time.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe they have a stock picking robot. I mean, where does it end?
You know what? I think that's going to be the hard part for the artificial intelligence and robots. You know why? Because of the illogical part of the markets. The emotional part, I don't think these robots will ever understand. I always said, Mark, one day it's going to be illegal to drive in major cities for humans to drive. Because could you imagine you have all of these computer-driven cars, and they're all automated, and just there's one person driving along, and like, man, did I leave the stove on? And just make a U-turn out of nowhere. Like, what? The whole system just shuts down. Whoa. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
That was illogical. No one, that wasn't anywhere in the program, you know? So I think they're going to probably eventually tell us, you know, inside these major cities, you can't drive. Too illogical.
Well, I mean, we're seeing it. Weren't they now? Correct me if I'm wrong. I can't remember the name of the cars, but the driverless cars in L.A. were the ones they called to the scene of the riots out there last year, and then set them on fire last summer. Right?
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, and but you know what? We can't stop it. It's going to happen. You know, they would have already had them, but there's five steps for these autonomous cars. And the third step, it's always been, they knew it was going to be the hardest, and that's just getting us into these cars. Because eventually we'll get in there. Won't be a steering wheel. Won't be pedals. They'll have bucket seats. We can turn around, play cards, you know, work, talk. By the way, it's going to listen to everything we're saying. Right?
Of course. It already is.
It already is. Yep.
It already is. I'll be getting ads on you know, some sort of AI technology a little later today, I'm sure, just from the conversation. So,
amazing.
Yeah, it is. And so when you talk about this this issue today, the rise of the machine, do you bring up, and I know it's not directly related, but probably people think of it in the technology. Do you bring up crypto? I mean, where are you on that?
Absolutely. Crypto is a part of it. The fintech revolution is part of it. And in fact, if you look this year, I think the stock market is telling us that. If you look at the best performing stocks, like I'm going to just pull up the financials for a moment.
Yeah.
Year to date, best performing financials this year. It's not even close, Mark. I think Robinhood is number one. I think Coin is number two. And here, okay, so they just pulled it up. So Robinhood is number one. Interactive Brokers, Coinbase, they're just killing it, you know. Robinhood is up 265% this year.
Wow.
And that's just a transitioning from, you know, with crypto and the blockchain. That's going to revolutionize money. Stablecoin is going to revolutionize money. So that's a part of it, too, as well.
Yeah, and if those words are not in your lexicon yet, you better learn them, I'm guessing.
You're going to learn them, yeah. And by the time you learn them, you're like, golly, I wish I had invested in it.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
What? Yeah.
That's why you have to tune in today at 1 o'clock to your special on Fox Business.
Absolutely.
Charles, you're great, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yep, we'll talk again soon. Charles Payne there, host of Making Money, and, of course, he will be on today at 1 o'clock during his normal Making Money with Charles Payne segment. He's going to be doing the Unbreakable Investor edition of that. So it's a one-hour edition where he's just talking about the unprecedented wave of investment opportunities that are in front of people that they may not be aware of. So certainly worth your money if you're checking out the market. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
After 44 wonderful years in broadcasting, 27 of those right here on Fox 2, October 22nd will be my final day on air. I'm retiring.
Yeah, that was John Pertzborn. Today was his last day on air over at Fox 2 News. And congratulations, John, on a great career. 42 years? A long time he's been around. I remember I met John when I first got here in 1993, and he was transitioning from that wasn't right about the time he was transitioning from from two over to Channel 5, and I didn't know him well. I don't claim to know him well. I've talked to him a number of times over the years, and just a great guy. He just perfect for that situation over there. Loved the bow ties, always a stand-up individual. He did talk to
our Mark Reardon. I think he was live with Reardon last week. This is what he said about the reality of retirement for him. I thought it was pretty funny.
I'm doing good, Mark. This is kind of like a debriefing. You're going to help me through this process.
I was going to ask you, is it kind of like a eulogy for a funeral? All these people are kind of saying goodbye to you, right?
It is. That's what it feels like. You know, people say, how do you feel? What's it like? I have no idea. I've never done it before.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'm too busy to even think that it's all going to end after Wednesday. And that's kind of a weird thought. I'll know Thursday how I feel.
Yeah, I guess you would. I hadn't thought of it that way. How are you going to feel when you don't have to go to work the next day? Kind of empty at first. I don't know. How about you, Ethan? You've
awesome.
Thought about that? You're going to feel awesome?
I know my wife can't. She can't wait to retire. She tells me every day.
I know people. I know people like that, and I know people who are retired. And I'm a little jealous that they either plan better than me, or that's probably the key to it. They plan better than me. But in some cases, you know, it's people who worked careers that. Near the end of it, they weren't real happy. The industry's changed or whatever. I think if I was still in television news, I would feel that way.
Yeah.
If I was in television news, I would be probably anxious to retire. Now, because I have a kid going to college, that financially, that's not realistic at this point. I got to get her through college. But I was just thinking about Perchbourne this morning and thinking, he's done.
You just got to find something else to do.
Dude is done. Find something else to, but I love what I do.
No, I know, but like something that'll occupy your time.
My
mother-in-law retired, and she was kind of the same way you're talking.
Yes.
And then she found golf, and then that's it. That's all she needed.
I already have golf.
Well, yeah, but now you can play more and be better.
That's true. That's probably true. You know, many years ago, I tried to get better at golf, and all these years later, I still shoot just about the same score every time. So I don't know if golfing would be more relaxing for me or not. Knowing I didn't have to get up at 3 in the morning probably would.
That would be great.
My guess is for Perchbourne, because he did that. Remember, he did Great Day before Dan Buck took over. We can talk more with Buck about this tomorrow. He kind of succeeded Perchbourne on Great Day. Before he went to Channel 2, I think I got that backwards earlier. He went from 5 to 2. And he kind of inherited that morning shift, which is a beast in and of itself. Like, you have to go to bed early, you have to get up early, you have to wear makeup, you have to do all that stuff in the studio. And that's a lifestyle. It really is. Not having to do that anymore would be the biggest burden off your shoulders. Even if you did love your job, when you work these morning hours, just knowing you don't have to wake up when it's real dark outside.
But you know your body's still going to wake you up.
Probably.
You know, at least for a month, you're still going to wake up at
even,
like 3.
Even now, like, can you sleep in?
A little bit.
Easily?
Yeah.
If I sleep in past 7:30,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a win. If I can sleep till 7 or 7:30, that's a win. Usually my body is awake, and I'm afraid I've overslept because there's daylight in the room.
Yep.
That's kind of the thing you work yourself into. But oh well. Congratulations to John Perchbourne. Long, successful career there. By the way, I didn't see this till a few minutes ago. The Post has an article on it, but apparently Kim Gardner is in trouble, is being sued for her law license. It's in jeopardy again, apparently, over the office's use of public money to save her personal law license. State disciplinary lawyers are accusing her of violating 4 professional conduct rules when she directed her employees to issue $5,000 in checks to reimburse her for a 2022 Supreme Court reprimand. So maybe she still gets that law license pulled after all, even though she doesn't need it anymore because she's working as a Nurse Ratched somewhere. So anyway. All right. That does it for us. Kilmeade's up next. I told you Dan Buck should be back in his chair tomorrow. We do believe. And we hope you have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.